课堂听 class.com。
Now listen to part of a lecture in an anthropology class.
Now I'd like to tell you about a famous study that points to some of the more troubling aspects of same-age peer groups. It's known as the Robbers Cave Experiment, and it looked at a group of 22 normal 11-year-old boys. All of the boys had similar social, economic, and educational backgrounds. The boys were taken to a summer camp in Robbers Cave State Park in Oklahoma. The study took place in three stages. In the first stage, which lasted 1 week, the boys were randomly divided into two groups. In this stage, competition was discouraged, and there were joint activities. But the two groups nevertheless began to show signs of feeling competitive. For example, they named themselves the Eagles and the Rattlers, and they began to tease and belittle each other. In the second stage, a series of contests was set up between the two groups. Baseball, tug-of-war, skits, treasure hunts, and even cabin inspections. There were prizes for the winners, like medals and camp knives. After the second day, there was an increase in name-calling and insults between the two groups, to the point that the negative attitudes became very clearly defined. Then, in the third stage of the study, the two groups were put back together again. They were given important goals to reach together, such as fixing the water tank, so all the boys would have water to drink. This project greatly reduced prejudice in just a few days. By the end of stage three, most of the conflict between the groups had disappeared. So, what does this experiment tell us? Well, for one thing, dividing boys into two groups can easily lead to prejudice and insults between the groups. Also, when the two rival groups are given a cooperative task, like fixing the water tank, they can put away their differences and get the job done. The experiment shows that, in peer groups, competition comes more naturally than cooperation. And we have to wonder, without the supervision of adults, would competition, teasing, and negative attitudes get even more extreme?
Summarize the points made by the professor about same-age peer groups, explaining how they cast doubt on points made in the reading.